2000. I owe my life to this program. It's been a journey, and it still continues. And like Mike said, you know, I give back to this program what this program's really given to me. I enjoy this program with all my life. There are things that I have experienced in this program that I really don't like. But that's life. It's living life on life's terms. And that's what I, you know, my sponsor told me that I had, you know, I had to do, work the steps and live life on life's terms. Shit's going to be thrown at me, and I'm going to have to take it, whether I like it or I don't. And that's what I've done. Preparing for this morning, because I do things at the last minute. I'm a procrastinator because I'm an addict, you know. This morning I sat on my bed and I said, what the hell am I going to speak about? What am I going to tell these other addicts that they have not heard? There ain't much, but there's a lot, you know. So I pulled out, I got on my Kindle and I pulled out Just for Today. And I read the Just for Today for today. Now I'm going to read that. Normally people don't do this, but I do. I'm going to read it. Today's June 11th. The title of it's Living Clean. As we recover, we gain a new outlook on being clean. Life can become a new adventure for us. That comes from the basic text, page 91, of the 6th edition, not the 5th edition. The using life is not a clean one. No one knows this better than we do. Some of us lived in physical squalor, caring neither for our surroundings nor ourselves. Worse, though, than any external filth, the way most of us felt inside. The things we did to get our drugs, the way we treated other people, and the way we treated ourselves had us feeling dirty. Many of us recall waking too many mornings just wishing that, for once, we could feel clean about ourselves and our lives. Today, we have a chance to feel clean by living clean. For us addicts, living clean starts with not using. After all, that's our primary purpose. That's our primary use for the word clean in Narcotics Anonymous. But as we stay clean and work the 12 steps, we discover another kind of clean. That's the clean that comes from admitting the truth about our addiction, rather than hiding or denying our disease. It's the freshness that comes from owning up to our wrongs and making amends for them. It's the virtuality that comes from the new set of values we develop as we seek a higher power's will for us. When we practice the principles of our program in all our affairs, we have no reason to feel dirty about our lives or our lifestyles. We're living clean, and we're grateful for doing so at that. Clean living used to be just for the squares. Today, living clean is the only way we found it. Just for today, I feel clean because I'm living clean. Today, I want to. I'm so grateful for the literature, because if it wasn't for the literature, I don't know how I would have got this program. I try to read it every day. I know that when I do have problems, I pick up the phone and I call my sponsor, or I call somebody else in the program and I go, hey, this is what I have going on. This is what's happening. There's sometimes I can't get somebody on the phone, So I get in my literature. My sponsor had taught me, if you can't find somebody and you can't speak with somebody, get in the literature. Start writing. I remember, you know, a year and a half ago, I called my sponsor for something, and I couldn't get a hold of her. And I couldn't get in the hold of another addict. So I did what was suggested. I got in the literature, and I found the answer myself. And when my sponsor called me, she said, what did you need? I said, nothing. Now I found the answer to my problem. You know, and she was like, oh, well, what was it? And I expounded on it, and she said, good, you're doing what's been taught. You know, you're finding answers for yourself. But this is a we program. We do this together. I didn't get clean by myself. You guys got me clean. You guys helped me to continue to stay clean. You know, when I got the phone, you know, the text messages and phone calls, I looked at the date, and I said, huh. I said, that's region meeting. Normally, I'd be sitting in a region meeting right now for 8 hours. And I said, huh, I don't think so. I'm not sitting at region. You know, which region is another step from our from area. And I decided, no, I'm not going to sit there this weekend. I don't feel like doing that. But I did fulfill, you know, commitment did let people know at region, hey, I'm not going to be there. This is what our area is doing. This is what we've done for public relations. And I fulfilled that commitment. So I didn't let anybody hang it. And that's one thing that I've been taught also, is that if I make a commitment that I say I'm going to be somewhere and I'm going to do something, if I don't make it, I must be in the hospital or dead. Because if I open my mouth and I say I'm going to do something, I need to follow through with that. And that's what this program has taught me. Because before, I would say things, my mouth would speak, but my actions weren't there. I wasn't doing what I said I'd do. So, you know, there's a lot of things that have changed in my life. There's still things that are still changing in my life that I'm still working on. About 2 months ago, some stuff from my past came up and bit me in the ass. And it's hard. It's hard to deal with because it sat so long and I suppressed it for so long that I didn't realize that a lot of what I've been going through in my life was a direct result of things that have happened to me. I'm a child and a woman of sexual abuse. Some of it I put on myself. Others of it I didn't. When you're a 3-year-old child being abused, going, why? Not understanding, you know, that I didn't know any better. Now as an adult, I do know better. So I started the process of dealing with that, of dealing with my past. There's some of it, you know, is wreckage of my past because I put myself into those positions as a grown adult. And I have to deal with the consequences that I put out. Because I've had consequences for the actions that I did while I was using. There was one time that I was using that just happened to be my birthday, and the bar was here, the police station was here, and my house was here. Somehow, between the bar and my house, I lost my clothes. And the police came to my house the next morning and said, "Here's your clothes, and we have a video." And I'm like, "Oh, wow." You know, I didn't get charged for indecent exposure or stripping, but that's what I got when I got high. When I used, I don't remember what I do. I don't remember. I black out. Because when I would come to, and I'm like, "Who is this person beside me?" "Oh, we had fun last night." "Oh, okay." You know, it's dealing with that and living with what I've done. This year's been, well, I don't know, the last couple of years, a lot of things have been happening in my life because of this program. I've gotten married. I've gotten, I'm part primary caretaker of a 77-year-old man with dementia and Parkinson's disease. You would have, 16 years ago, left me with your parents or anybody. I don't know if they would have still been living, you know, but I have the opportunity to take care of him and take care of a house, take care of a husband, take care of animals. Now, when I say animals, it's just not cats and dogs. It's 22 chickens, two dogs, and a goat. So, I have this buco responsibility, and it's like, I don't want it no more. There's days I scream and yell, and I'm like, I'm bitchy. My husband will tell you. When I'm in that bitch cycle, and I start slamming doors as I walk out to go milk a goat at 7 o'clock in the morning, he knows that don't fuck with her. because it's just not the time. But I'm grateful for the responsibilities that I have in my life. August 5th will be my first grandchild's birthday. And I'm grateful that last year I was able to, I got a phone call at I think 10 o'clock in the morning, "Mom, I'm in labor." And I'm like, "Okay, my child lives in Columbia, Maryland. I'm in labor, Mom. Let me see what I can do." You know, because that takes a lot of planning and a lot of things to do. So I was able to make it down there. I made it down there, I think, an hour after she was born, because I had to stop and get something to eat before we went. But I got to see my first grandchild almost born. Just April this year, we had an opportunity, my husband and I, to go down to right above Monroe, Louisiana, for a NA camp out in April. So we went down there. And the funny thing is before I moved to Pennsylvania, I lived in Louisiana, so it was like going home. And I was able to deal with some of my issues, some things that I had done in Louisiana while I was using. So I came back up to Pennsylvania with a clean, with a free, a less heavier heart, which was great. Because I let a lot of stuff down there. I didn't have to carry that baggage anymore. So that backpack I was carrying was lighter. Part of the reading that came out, you know, with the Just for Day reading is, you know, what Mike has said, that I freely give, you know, because it's been freely given to me. That's what this program gives us. You know, when we're asked to do something, 3/4 of the time when I'm asked to do something, the answer is yes. It takes some finagling because of all the responsibilities. But it happens. Like Mike had said, do you mind if you wait, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour to speak? No, I have nothing planned today. Because this is my today. Because I cleared the book that there's nothing scheduled today. So I can stay as late as I needed to stay. Because at first I was just going to come to speak and leave. You know, I was going to come at 2:00, speak, and I was going to be out of here. Because that's how I do it. That's how sometimes I feel like doing it. But the God of my understanding tells me, no, you're going to stay. You're going to be a part of. Because I still to this day, and it's a character defect of mine, is everybody can be around me and I still can be in this corner all by myself and still feel not a part of. Because I don't open my mouth or I don't talk to people or I don't sit around other people and be a part of. Because there's times that I don't want to be a part of anything. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to look at anybody. I don't even want to be around half of sometimes. And that's when I start feeling like that. I have to get into my literature and I have to call my sponsor. Because if I don't keep in contact with my we, I'm going to die. And today, I don't want to die. I want to live. I'm happy with life. Even though things don't go the way I want them to go, I'm happy with my life. I don't want to be where I was before, without a home, without a job, almost losing my kids, sleeping with this person and that person to get another hit. I don't want to do that. I'm glad it didn't rain. Yet. But I don't know. Living clean is good. I live clean, and I don't have to explain stuff, because I'm honest today. I'm honest. I don't have to lie and make up another lie, to make up another lie, to cover that one, to cover... If I do the next right thing, it's okay. But when I start lying, and I start thinking that this program has nothing to offer me, then I start living the old behaviors. I mean, the old behaviors can come up at any time. And that's when I have to stop and realize that, wait, what am I not doing? What have I stopped doing? You know, I was talking to somebody earlier, you know, they had asked how things were going in our area and everything else. 6 months ago, my husband and I started a new area. just two home groups. Now, out of those two home groups, one home group has two home group members, the other home group has one home group member. So there's only three people in area. Okay? Last week we had area. Last week was area. My husband and I were the only two people in area. So needless to say, there's no area minute. You know? So it's like, so the discouragement hits in. I'm discouraged about what's going to happen. What's happening with Narcotics Anonymous. And I have to realize, I'm not in control of this. My higher power is in control of this. And Narcotics Anonymous is going to live if he wants it to live. And, you know, if more addicts show up and want to be here, that's why I'm so grateful when we have get-togethers like this, that there's numerous people here. You know, my mind was telling me last night, oh, don't worry about it. There's only going to be five people there. You ain't got to speak. It's going to be the same people that's already heard your message. Don't worry about it, you know. And I'm like, no. It's going to be who he wants here. And that's why I'm grateful when you guys come. I'm grateful to be a part of this program. I'm grateful to be able to have activities like this. Because when I first came to this program, I thought it was just sitting in a room, talking the same stuff, and being bored. That's not what I was looking for. I did that shit back there when I was using. In my room, 8 hours a day, didn't see nobody, no light. You know, I didn't go out and play. I didn't, you know, take my kids out. None of that. So when we have get-togethers, I like to be involved. I like to be there. When there's things going on, workshops, retreats, you know, if I can make it, my ass is trying to be there. I mean, if it has to be a two-day trip, two-day drive to Louisiana, I'm going to do it, you know. I made my first World Convention 2 years ago. Three. And the next World Convention's next year in Orlando, Florida. So if anybody wants to go, let's all rent a big van and we can drive down to, you know, Orlando, Florida. It's fun. I enjoy this program. You know, I enjoy the work that I put into it because I know if I'm doing the work, there's going to be more addicts that can hear this message and be able to stay clean like I have. And that's why I do what I do. You know, this is a passion of mine. I've stayed clean. I want other people to stay clean too. I want other addicts to stay clean. Because this is a new way of life. And there's fun, not just have, you know, we have fun. That's why when I saw the guys from the halfway house come up, both vans, I'm like, yes! You know, they're getting them out of those homes. They're getting them, you know, they're getting them here. I don't know what else to say. Just keep coming back. It works if you work it. And we're here. We're here for anything. H&I, PI, phone lines, picnics. You know, there's lots to do here besides sitting in a meeting. And I've met so many people in this program. I have friends in Russia. I have friends in California, people down in Louisiana that I shit, there was one that I think I met that you think I got high with, but I'm not sure. You know, but I think I remember him. But, you know, it's fun. It's what you make of it. You can sit there. You know, I know that I could sit there and I can be bored and I can wallow in my self-pity and I can whine and I can moan with the best of them. You know, I can do all that. But who am I hurting? Who am I hurting in the end? I'm hurting myself and I'm also hurting my husband. You know, because he doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve me to be bitching and complaining and whining and cursing at him. He didn't do it. I did it. You know, and that's a daily amend sometimes. I'm sorry I was a bitch today. I'll try to work on that and not do that tomorrow. But it's, you know, and that's, I married an addict, you know, we go through this. It's good, you know, because I know other addicts that are married in this program, and it's the same shit. It's the same shit we tug and pull and tug and pull. See which one we can piss off the most. But it's, I don't know. It's great. It's really great. And I hope to see more of you again. I hope to see you guys at the retreat in August, at the end of August. As far as I know, we will be there. As far as I know. If shit don't happen, we'll be there. Thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you for listening. That's all I have.